friends. Country been down so long, it's a must I win. Hold my place like cast iron, won't break, won't bend. Stuck them racks in an all black Camuto bag. Louis V, Drake, Dover starch, Bowman pants. Used to rock them camo.
Good evening and welcome to an episode of the First Rounders. But before I do that,
dress it up and make it real for me.
This guy right here. Got to, man.
Rub that fucking name. There's something in the sky for. Spill the stage and get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on a dash. Got a roll a pound up a gas. Switching lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film, man. A movie, nigga. Gone, let him have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic.
Yes, we are. We are ballin' like the Marsh Madness. This is a special episode of the First Rounders, episode 144. We bottom light the March Madness. It's your boy B Willingham, aka Luke Heron Goldie.
Jesus Christ. What's going on, y'all? It's Corporal Rivers reporting live. Let's get it.
Yes, yes. And we got firstly we're a little short staff, but we got a boy D Ref up in the house, so you know.
Yes.
He's a friend of the show now.
What's welcome back. Welcome back, D-Ref. Welcome back.
Happy to hold it down for the referees and the naysayers out there.
Yeah. This is like my favorite time. This is like my favorite time of the year, March Madness. I mean, it was so crazy that I just literally just got back in town probably about 2 hours ago from Orlando. So, you know, a little tired, but got my energy drink.
We're gonna be up all night with that.
Oh, it's all good, man.
That means you just be ready to make about 15 yes. brackets tonight.
I don't know, maybe about 14. Yeah, Jesus. but we are balling like the March Madness, and man, it's just crazy. We got, I'm gonna start off with some of these teams that. I'm going to start for these teams that have left out because I know they probably feeling pretty salty right now. Because I, as a fan of a team that didn't make it last year, I feel they struggle right now. So you know, Oklahoma didn't make it, Seton Hall didn't make it, Indiana State didn't make it, and Pittsburgh didn't make it. I'm kind of sad that I really wanted to see Indiana State because they got this dude on their team that looked just like McLovin. So.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
But you're talking about, but he was doing good though.
He was a beast. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a beast, man.
He was getting some easy putbacks in there. Yep. I think he might have gotten eaten alive by some of the real bigs, but yeah. I wouldn't have hated it.
Right.
And how tall is he though? Isn't he like 6'8" or 6'9"? Yeah.
He might be that tall. I don't even know his name, but yeah, he's good. But yeah, dang.
I saw a video of him. A video, they did a compilation of a couple of his games this season.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was doing good. But I mean, he was like the only one. So.
Yeah, and I kind of hate that too, because they was in the top 25 at one point. I think they lost two back-to-back games, and then they couldn't win their conference championship. And you know, being in the mid-major team, they got to win that. So.
You know that time? He's Robbie Avila.
That's his name. I knew it was like he had a funny Robbie last Avila. Name.
6'10" senior, 6'10" center from 6'10", Oak,
okay.
From Oak Forest, Illinois. He's only a sophomore, so he got some time.
Oh, we got some more time for him then. Nice.
Okay.
Because I think the whole nation would want to see them boys see wanting to see Indiana State in there. I know the nation, and I know Larry Bird wanted them to see it be there because, you know, that's the last time.
But we always want to see one Cinderella team get in there.
Oh, it's some good teams in there right now.
Do you think that Oklahoma's the bigger snub than Seton Hall?
Oklahoma should have been. And that's the thing. Like, I'm kind of glad you mentioned that. We, those bubble teams, you know, they bust those bubbles. I know NC State messed it up. NC State, New Mexico, Oregon, teams that really didn't have no business in the tournament. So that messed them up.
I mean, NC State and Oregon outright robbed Oklahoma and Seton Hall from getting in. I mean,
they did.
It's hard. Oklahoma, I get, but truthfully, Seton Hall's the one that it's hard to see them not in the tournament when they beat UConn and Marquette, right?
Yeah.
Beat St. John's twice.
St. John's not in it either. De Niro's, you a fool, man.
De Niro.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, the biggest fan, has entered the chat.
Right. But yeah, it is. I mean, just looking at their quality losses, they must have some bad losses, all I can say. They must have lost to Georgetown twice.
It was Rutgers. Seton Hall lost to Rutgers, and they lost to Bronny and the boys at USC.
Oh, yeah. That'd probably be like a quad. Maybe that's a quad three loss. I still don't understand that. Yeah, he ain't. But yeah, and I know we haven't really talked about Pittsburgh. I get them mixed up. One of the guys went to Duke. The other one went to UNC. I think is it Jeff that went to Duke, or is it Jason?
Jeff Cable.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Jeff Cable's. He's a good coach. I think it's the teams that they got to be playing they're losing to, but I don't think Jeff Cable's going to be at Pitt long enough. He's going to get it's going to be another opening job for him. So
it's tough, right? Because he hasn't done anything to justify him getting a marquee job at Pitt, but
yeah.
Do we expect much out of Pitt? Like, that's a hard spot to try and recruit.
Yeah,
and get talent too. So I don't know. I mean, I like Cable. I think he coaches well, but
yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah, I agree.
Go win the NIT.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, and that just makes me wonder. Like I said, these teams, these first four out teams, like y'all, these games, y'all got to win the games and pick your schedule wisely. Can't be playing those sorry teams and like struggling them and barely win and then you or barely lose against them. It's a point.
So, yeah.
But yeah. But they're somewhere like, you know, they somewhere pouting right now. So, you know. So, but yeah. Let's talk about these last four end teams. Starting off with Boise State, Colorado, Virginia, and Colorado State. And if I'm not mistaken with Colorado, I think weren't they – were they in the Pac the one day in the Pac-12 championship game? I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Colorado had preseason. They were hyped up. They were up in the top 25. They looked good early, and then they hit that midseason lull, and it was like you kind of forgot about them. But I mean, then they hang tough and lose to Oregon.
I didn't get that either. But, and Boise State, only thing I can say about Boise State is their basketball court, is it blue like their turf? Because I haven't really watched them boys play like that.
I don't think
blue
so.
Blue like the turf?
I don't think they're rocking. I don't think they're rocking for basketball.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't. And
the only team that I know has got – well, there's a couple of them, but it's Oregon. Oregon's got the trees.
Yeah.
And that thing is
– oh, yeah.
It does not translate well on TV.
Yeah.
Oregon stuff look good, though. I mean, not on TV, but I'm saying, like, if you was there in person – I think it would look better.
It looks cool in person. I've been there before. I gotten to see old Phil Knight Arena in person. It's pretty cool. It's a cool spot.
Oh, that's okay. What's up. And yeah, Arab and America's team, Virginia. I still don't know how the hell they made it to the damn tournament. Like, damn. Like,
yeah. Just hanging. Like, that's Virginia, just rough, tough, keep you scoring your lowest output of the year. I think part of that, it makes their numbers and their efficiency look so good.
Yeah.
Even when they lose, because they hold teams to their lowest production of the year, that it always makes them look good for the committee.
Okay. Yeah.
Makes sense.
That will do it.
50 points? Like, how are you scoring 50 points?
I just don't see it be like 20 to 20 at halftime. Like, what the fuck?
Have they changed it to quarters now?
Nah, women have, but they need to for men.
The women have quarters.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was watching the SEC championship game today, and it looked like they had them in quarters there. So that's why I was asking.
No, not on the men's side. That was just the way that Auburn started dismantling Florida in the second half. They let them hang tough for a minute, and then that second half.
Yes, you're correct. You're correct.
That was an 8-point game at the half, and then next thing you know, it was just like it was the Auburn show. They went on a 7-0 run, then they went to that timeout, and they hit that commercial break, and it was like Bruce Pearl said, "All right. Go get them.
Stop playing around. Yeah. He said stop playing around.
Basically, that just basically what happened last night.
Because they were up. Because they were up by like, in the first half, they were up by like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And then Florida came back and was like one point. And then after halftime, it was a wrap. I was like, dang.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to see a lot of Florida this year, but I saw the guy that they had get hurt in the first half today.
I heard about that. He's done for the season.
So. Yeah. It was like a broken leg.
Yeah. Fractured leg.
But it's like, shoot, are they?
No.
Don't mind me saying it. Not trying to be insensitive here, but are they limping into the tournament now?
Yeah, damn, yeah. Now you see that, yeah. I think they are. So, yeah.
Tell you, man, give a tip to these refs sometimes, man. Give a tip to these refs.
Oh, damn.
But, I'm on my Chris Paul.
Hey, right. Don't make me go get my whistle out.
Ah, shit.
No. Don't get the stripes out like you work at Foot Locker.
Right?
Ah, damn. Man.
You get the whole get up out.
Yeah. Man, but we got one more last 4-in team, Colorado State.
Colorado State?
They was like the last team to actually get into it. So.
Right.
When the last time they've been in the brackets?
They might have been. Was it last year? Or
yeah. No, I mean, they sneak. They usually sneak in, but.
Okay.
But it's one of those Mountain West.
But they don't make it. They don't make it past this the next round.
No, but they're always a team that they're sitting right on that. Like, they're usually in one of those 7-10 games, where you're like,
right?
Maybe kind of sorta.
Right. But I mean, that's a great one of the opening matchups now, though.
Yeah.
Because that puts them in the game, in that first round game against Virginia now. Be the 10 seed.
Yeah.
Which that's pretty much right on cue for them to be a 10 seed. To see
Virginia, right.
Seeing Virginia sitting all the way down there is crazy, though. I mean, it makes sense for this year, but no real respect for them at this point, sitting at a 10.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of reflective of the ACC this year, though. But
yeah,
let me stop.
Nah, you're right. Yeah. So now let's go on and talk about some of the in-depth of these games, these regions we got going on. And I mean, come on. Yes, there we go.
Oh, look at
shoot.
Yes.
Oh, first rounders out here doing things, making it look easy.
Making it happen. Right. Making it happen.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this. Does Stetson has a chance?
No.
Stetson out of Tampa.
yes. Oh, Stetson Bennett got him a Stetson Bennett got him a school.
Yeah, I mean, this should be just regular chalk here. I don't see any way that Stetson hangs with UNC.
Right.
With UConn. Sorry.
Nah,
okay. Yeah. UConn should do some work on the boys.
Oh yeah.
They should.
Yeah. What about this next one? Florida Atlantic. It was in the Final Four last year, going against Northwestern. That should be the good old eight nine seed.
I mean, that should be a better game, but I would still go with Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, they returned all their players, but they're not. For some reason, they're not as good as they were last year. I don't think. But
tragic.
Yeah.
No, and they haven't been scoring. I mean, they're. Even in the championship game for the A-Sun, the final was 45-49, and they lost.
Damn.
They lost to Austin Peay. So I
– Clarksville!
Yeah.
So
I'm just saying they're here. Austin Peay is here, man.
So. Oh, I know. My cousin went to school there.
Where I'm at, so.
I don't know. Like, Florida Atlantic should be better, but they just – they haven't turned it on much this year. They did just enough to, like – stay relevant. I feel like
Northwestern has a chance.
Yeah, they got a chance. Yeah.
They got a chance. Okay.
Yes, they got a doubt. They got a definitely got a chance. And UAB definitely has a chance against San Diego State.
So they won the championship today.
Yeah, UAB won.
UAB won. Yep. And then I saw that Yale won. So they're playing Auburn because Auburn won.
I think Auburn's gonna.
I think Auburn's gonna take them to the house.
What's gonna happen is, it's gonna be like Yale's gonna have like a 2-point lead at halftime, and then Auburn is gonna blow them boys out. So,
hey man, don't let people hang around too long though.
Right,
don't hang around too early. You'll be in Auburn, Alabama, crying, thinking about what happened.
Right. All right, number six, BYU versus, is it Duquesne? I don't know how it is, but it's not even gonna matter. I think BYU's gonna beat them boys.
I have no idea about this.
Duquesne. I mean,
I have no idea. Like.
It shouldn't.
I haven't heard about either one of these schools.
BYU's been. Oh, that's where Jimmy Fredette went to school at.
Yeah.
And BYU's actually been ranked this year.
BYU was balling for a bit, and they were getting a lot of love, and they fell off a little bit. But I mean, you hate to go all chalk in the first round, right? But
right.
BYU should be a solid. They should cover. I would expect.
Okay. To
cover.
Yeah.
I go with whatever y'all say because I don't know.
Right.
BYU basketball.
All right. Number three, Illinois, the final ally against Morehead State. This is kind of an interesting one. I think I've been hearing.
I haven't heard about. Either one, but I'll go with the Fighting Illini, though.
Yeah, they're following. Yeah, Illinois is pretty good. Oh, right now, I'm on this. I'm gonna go with Illinois on this one, but it's gonna be a lot closer than what people would think it'd be. It's gonna be probably about. I think, Illinois is gonna win probably by 5 or 6 points. Like I said, it's gonna be close.
Okay. So,
what about you, Dane? What would you think about this match?
Morehead State, I don't think they have the size to finish it off. Like, it's got the potential that it could be an upset.
But I mean, mm-hmm. Morehead State's, they've lost some ugly games this year. At the end of the day, I think why not take it?
Yeah, I think so too. This one should be an interesting one. Drake, and we ain't talking about Aubrey Grime either. So against Washington State Cougars.
And from Cougars.
I think Washington State's supposed to have like the biggest starting five in the NCAA. But
you know what? Give me Drake.
That's what I was about to say. You know, OVO going with Drake. So yeah,
give me Drake in the upset.
Yeah, too. And okay. I'm not even going to discuss this. The way that Iowa State they humiliated Houston yesterday, I'm going with Iowa State.
You know, it made me mad. I wanted Houston to win because I was trying to take Iowa State and put them deep with a deep run this year as a sleeper. Now I can't even call them a true sleeper anymore. They won, got the 2 seed. I don't even know, but yeah, that's not a game.
Yeah. Yeah, and now the 16 seed team that's gonna be playing.
Howard and Wagner.
You know what? I'm going Howard Bison, but it's not gonna matter because they're playing UNC. So yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that we have we're not getting a 16 upset no one this year.
Nah.
I mean, with Purdue,
gamble,
but I don't think so.
Yeah. I talk about Purdue in a little bit. But okay. Mississippi State versus a very disappointing year for Michigan State. They were preseason number one of either 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Mississippi State. But you know, Tom Izzo can always probably can pull it off.
Yeah, I can't pick against Izzo in a first round game.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Michigan State too.
Yeah. I guess an interesting 5-12 game. I heard folks saying that Grand Canyon is good. Yeah. So, but I don't know. And St. Mary's actually beat Gonzaga in the Western Conference Championship game. So I don't know. Yeah. So I do not know about this game.
Did you see the end of the
Bulldog? Gonzaga was doing good in the first part of the season, were they?
Yes and no. They had to fight to get themselves into the tournament. If it weren't for that Kentucky win, they probably wouldn't have made it. But yeah, what would you say? You were saying something about the game, Dane?
Oh yeah, did you see in the championship game, Grand Canyon dude gets a breakaway right at the end of the game? He dunks. They're up double digits into the game.
Yeah,
this dude has a nasty dunk with like 2.9 on the clock, and then they lost. They beat UT Arlington. So then UT Arlington dude checks him in his chest right afterwards as they're getting ready to inbound the ball. And then the dude who inbounds the ball chunks it at him and that's how they end up like finishing up that game because they hated the dunk at the end. But it was funny. Grand Canyon, I think, what do we always say? A 12 always beats a 5.
Yeah.
Like this could definitely be it.
Yeah, I agree.
Grand Canyon, they did play some big schools earlier and not do well. They lost to Duke. They lost to Penn State. They lost to Louisville, who Louisville turned out to not be good.
But yeah.
You also look, they held Arizona. They only beat – Arizona only beat them by 10. So as it translates, like, this isn't a game that St. Mary's can sleep on.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that is definitely true. But all these games ain't nobody can sleep on right now.
True.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I like him enough. Because into that game just shows me a lack of discipline. And that's coaching, right? And if they would do that at the end of the game, I just don't feel like that they'd be in the right mindset to what they would need to do to win against a St. Mary's team, which is they're pretty well coached.
Yeah, I think they seem like they're more like defensive minded coaching. I'm thinking so, but yeah, we got Alabama versus Charleston. I'm gonna go with Alabama on this one. So, Charleston probably could upset them, but I'm gonna just go with Alabama on this one.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Okay, Clemson versus New Mexico. Mexico with automatic bid. I'm going with Clemson. I like PJ Hall, and I like the point guard that they got, and the guy from Grayson Ian Shefflin.
I'm mad at the ACC, so I'm picking picking New Mexico out of spite.
yeah, that's too funny.
I'll revisit when I pick my bracket, but I'm still mad at the ACC's performance from the year. So New Mexico,
very terrible. All right, the 3-14. It's Baylor against Colgate. So,
Baylor's too much there.
Yeah, yeah. Baylor over toothpaste. Oh, the any day.
I'll pick Alabama and then Clemson and then Baylor.
Yeah. Okay. I think they're the Dayton Flyers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
they're playing against Nevada Wolfpack. Uh-huh. For some reason, I'm going with Nevada. I just don't know why. I just feel like they can win that game. So.
I like Nevada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nevada across the board.
Yeah. Ah, yes. And here's an interesting matchup right here. Arizona versus Long Beach State. I think you probably might have you heard about this before, Dana, but last week, I think they basically told their coach he wasn't coming back.
Yep.
And they end up winning their own conference. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You think they're gonna change their mind? It's like, yeah, my bad, we messed up.
No, it was a cute story. Arizona beat the brakes off of them, cover spread, and keep on rolling, and they'll probably still part ways with her.
Oh yeah, they will. All right, that's
they. If they knock off Arizona, he can keep his job. Otherwise, they ain't keeping him.
Yeah, he ain't. And I probably wouldn't want to stay there anyway if they did do that.
I mean, I don't know that his options are that great. So
I'm just saying that. So
your boy likes a paycheck.
Yeah. All right, we got number one on the. What bracket? This bracket is the South bracket. And that last one we did was in the West, and the one before that was the East. Oh, sorry about that for not letting everybody know. But we got the Houston Cougars after an ass whooping they took last night against the Cyclones going against Longwood. So, you know.
Pause. But anyway.
That's what she said.
I guess I'll go with. Houston.
Houston going wood.
Houston by a long shot.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. There it I had is. To do that.
There it is.
Yeah. And
all
we
right,
got.
On to the next game.
All right. We got the 8-9 T. Nebraska versus Texas A&M. I like Nebraska. I like that. I forgot the guy. He's a Japanese dude. He can hoop. I'm going with them boys.
Them boys
over Texas A&M. And Texas A&M, like a week or so ago, they were they might have been your last four. It was like your first four out team. So look where they jumped all the way to number nine.
I'm just saying, man. I'm in the Army. Everybody knows, except for our new listeners. And Asian folks, they can play, dog. They can play some basketball, man. That's really all they do is play basketball, man. So the boys can play for real. So even if you think you're gonna play a short guy, he gonna get open and shoot a three, and that's gonna be the end of the game. So yeah, I go with Nebraska for sure.
Yeah,
give me Texas A&M.
Okay.
Shoot.
I like the way those boys are playing. They didn't back down from Kentucky in the SEC tournament. They did some good work against Kentucky, beat them by double digits in the SEC tournament. Coming in hot, Nebraska. Nebraska is a volleyball school.
Coming in hot. Yeah. All right, we got us another 5-12 matchup. Wisconsin battles against the James Madison Dukes. James Madison got Georgia Southern's old head coach, Mark Byington, who's a really, really, really good coach. And I kind of hate that Georgia Southern let him go, but he's a really good coach. And they upset.
Some things, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Georgia Southern got to start paying these young coaches. But the thing is, like, I'm just saying James Madison is legit. And I got James Madison winning this game, man. Yeah, and I'm sorry, Dan. They look like they it depends. They might can go to Sweet 16. It just depends. So I know you don't want to hear that, but they're that good. So,
I mean, I like the 12-5 upset. Wisconsin is not a tournament team.
Yeah. It's crazy because I think they're is it left for football? I think with basketball they can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because you got subdivisions.
Yeah.
You got subdivisions in the basketball tournament, which was part of the argument for why they said they shouldn't be not allowing them into bowls
right.
when they can play in the NCAA tournament as subdivisions for right. basketball. But it is kind of wild. I mean, I like the upset.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Tariq?
I'm going to go James Madison, man.
Okay.
James Madison.
My boy, De Niro, friend of the show. De
Niro says Wisconsin.
This guy's Wisconsin, so, you know, yeah. Yeah, he might be right. So
I think – are we all going to Vermont on the next one?
You know what? I'm gonna go with Duke, but yeah, Duke, yeah. I'm going with Duke.
I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, I know, Dan, you don't feel good about it. So
it'll be must see TV. Would I be surprised? Nope. Can't say that I would.
Right.
Don't like it.
Yeah.
It's a limp for sure.
Yeah.
Duke's just looking for that class next year.
Yeah, that class is nice. I ain't gonna lie. It's nice. So,
we'll limp through it though. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. All right. Texas Tech number 6 against NC State, who won the ACC tournament. Well, as you can focus and say, DJ Burns ate his way into the NCAA tournament. So,
golly.
Yeah, that big dude was killing UNC last night. I'm like, damn. Yeah, but will they win against Texas Tech? I don't know. I'm gonna say no. No, they're not gonna win. I got Texas Tech.
I go with NC State.
I'm bitter, so give me Texas Tech. Hey, they already made it a lot further than they should have. Texas quality squad that spent some good time in the top 25.
Oh yeah.
I think that's run out. I think I don't know. I mean, NC State, what they struggled to get through Louisville in the ACC tournament in the first round. And then we won't talk about the beating that they gave Duke. Beat Duke, beat UNC. I think it's over. I think they already went well above what they were supposed to do this year. They got an ACC tournament win. Yeah, Texas Tech.
Yeah, and I think with that, I think Kevin Keyes, I don't know. I've been hearing some rumors about that, that they was probably going to fire him, but they're not going to fire him now.
Nope.
Apparently so, but yeah. You never know. They probably want to play for the coach. But it sucks. I'm about to say it sucks because you should have played for your coach in the beginning of the season. You know?
Yeah.
But that's another story to talk about, but.
That'll be an interesting line to watch to see what they put that line at because
right.
coming in hot. I think Vegas will give them a decent look overall.
Yeah. Let's see. All right, we got Kentucky number 3 versus Oakland. I like Kentucky, so Kentucky's gonna win.
I don't like Kentucky in general.
I don't like them in general either. So,
I don't like that squad's just they're too shaky.
Yeah,
I don't know Oakland well enough that I would pick that I'd pick them. Like they haven't been making a big enough splash. I look back.
Yeah,
I like Kentucky.
Okay, Kentucky for me. Three-way Kentucky.
Okay. And now we got Florida. Well, first, let's just talk about the play-in games.
Colorado, Boise State.
So I got Colorado winning that game. So, yeah.
It's a toss-up. I'll take Boise State.
Yeah. What about you, Tarif?
I'm going to roll with the Gators all day, every day.
Yeah. 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 I just got to see how they do without lose that guy that I guess he broke his leg. So, but you know what?
Yeah, I'm gonna just say he ain't coming back.
But yeah, he ain't coming back. But I'm gonna just roll with Colorado since they had they had high hopes of Colorado. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
I can roll
along.
It's all good.
Yeah. All right. The next one, Marquette versus Western Kentucky. I'm going to say Marquette's going to win this game, and they're going to win big. So,
no contest.
Yeah, no contest.
Marquette.
Yeah. So moving on down to the Midwest, we got Purdue versus the winner of Montana State, Grambling State. The other team that I can really consider the real GSU over Georgia State. I'm just saying, but it's not even gonna matter who Purdue plays. They're not gonna get they're not gonna lose a 16 seed this year. If they lose another 16 seed, Matt Painter, he's probably gonna be gone next year after this season.
Oof.
Yeah. I mean they can't game plan for Edie. It's Purdue.
Yeah. All right. Okay, what about the 8-9 matchup? Utah State versus TCU. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Utah State is a Mountain West, I think. But it shouldn't matter because I got TCU winning that game.
So. I mean,
I go with TCU.
It's a toss-up. I take Utah State.
Yeah. it's a pick that I kind of like right here. Gonzaga versus I guess it's McNeese State. Will Wade is the head coach of that team. They got them boys playing at McNeese State. So I'm going with McNeese State with this game right here. Yeah. I'm going with
A 12 always beats a 5. Yeah. So we gotta find one somewhere. Oh, yeah.
But McNeese is good. Yeah. I think that was gonna be 3 or 4 games this year, but they're good.
It's tough. That's another one that I'll be interested to see what the line is on it, just because McNeese is playing well, and then Gonzaga coming off the St. Mary's.
And I don't cut you off. McNeese is 30-3. So yeah.
It's the obvious one. If you got to find a 12-5, like, I think this is the easiest one to pick.
Right.
It's funny because you got St. Mary's, Grand Canyon is the other 12-5 game in the West.
I told you, man, they're not taking Gonzaga or on St. Mary's series. So we're just going to put a dude 5-12 matchup.
Right. I'm a roll with Mark Few, though. I think he gets it together for one. McNeese, I feel like they're going to try and run. Like, those guys like to get out and try and push the ball.
Yeah.
I feel like they're somewhat streaky, and I feel like Mark Few's just going to be able to get a good game plan going. So I'm a stick with Gonzaga.
Yeah, if only they had Drew Timmy back, it might be a different story. But
Drew Timmy.
Yeah.
Drew Timmy only needed another I think he needed another semester. He probably could have been a doctor.
Yeah, that's true. That's crazy. All right. Injured Kansas playing against Samford. We're hearing folks talking about Samford might win this game. Wasn't that Kevin McCullough? I think that's there for Kansas. He's hurt, and I think Hunter Dickinson is hurt too. So Samford could get them boys some fit, but I don't know.
Yeah. I think I feel like Hunter Dickinson could have played before if they needed him. And they obviously needed him because they got drugged in the tournament, but
yeah, did they?
I bet he plays. He's supposed to be back. So Hunter Dickinson in the lineup, give me Kansas.
All right.
Kansas, baby. I go with Kansas, man. Even though they got beat down a couple of months ago at home, I still go with Kansas, man.
Yeah. All right, South Carolina number 6 has been picked at the bottom of the SEC this year. So
these ain't the women. So
I'll
go with Oregon.
Damn. Yeah.
That's messed up. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. You know what? I'm going South Carolina, man.
Oregon got up. That's another one. Like, they stole a bid to get in.
Yes, they did.
Like, legit. Oklahoma, Seton Hall, about to be knocking on their door. give me South Carolina.
Yeah. Okay. About the Creighton Blue Jays versus, I think, Akron, they're the Zips. I don't know, but.
Yep.
I'll go with Creighton.
Yeah, what the hell? I'll go with Akron.
I refuse to pick a Zip. Give me Creighton. them boys can shoot.
He said he don't want a Zip.
Yeah. All right. Texas versus Virginia and Colorado State. I say Virginia because they're gonna make this they're gonna win 36-35.
Texas sucks. Your boy lives in Austin, and everybody's around here. Everybody's looking at the women's tournament when it comes to UT.
Oh yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I like Virginia.
Yeah, I'll say Virginia over Texas. Yeah, all right, and I'm already saying Tennessee got that boy Dawson Connect. Dawson Connect is the boy is bad, so they gonna blow out St. Peter's. This ain't gonna be no Cinderella again for St. Peter's.
No. Dude, Tennessee disappointed me in the SEC tournament.
Yeah.
I've been agonizing the last couple weeks over who I was picking to go into the take into the Final Four, and I was dead set on taking Tennessee into the Final Four, but
It makes you change stuff around, don't it? When they play in that tournament, those conference tournaments,
it really does. I just didn't feel like I left with anything that I felt good about.
Yeah.
But I think that's the thing about the tournament this year. Like, there's not a team that hasn't just gotten absolutely exposed. And it's not like they got exposed in November. Like, there, you go all the way through. Everybody's been exposed even in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Even UConn has. But
UConn has. Marquette. Like,
yeah. Yes, they have. Okay. Moving on to the second round. We said, who do you think is going to come? Well, we already know. I think no doubt about it. UConn's coming out of there. So,
I guess the question here is this where you have your 1-2s coming out? You think it's UConn and Iowa State that end up there?
I think so. Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah.
I mean, I don't see anybody. The only other team in there that I think has a shot to come out is Auburn.
Yeah.
Auburn's a little bit of a fit at a four.
Yeah. And
but other than that, I don't.
Yeah, depending on what Illinois do, I don't know. Yeah, it's like UConn, is it a UConn, Iowa State, Illinois, and well, yeah, 1-2-3 in the fours, but I don't know. I'm gonna say UConn, Iowa State, and Auburn. They probably be the teams that could come out of the East. So yeah,
you going all the way through? You calling your Eastern Conference winner?
Oh no, I was just saying that. I was just we just still picked the second round still. I have, like I said, I got Auburn going to the Sweet 16 playing against UConn. I got Illinois playing Illinois playing Iowa State. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I got UNC in the 6-16. You know what? They're gonna be playing Grand Canyon. I'm just going to say it. They're going to play Grand Canyon in the Sweet 16.
give me UNC. I think, God, I'd love to see Izzo knock you boys out. Yeah. You know what? Give me St. Mary's.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
I don't like going chalk, but it's hard to pick to
right
Baylor or an Arizona getting out.
Yeah, Arizona's. Yeah, I want them boys to go to Elite Eight. So
yeah, I think Arizona gets through for sure. Baylor's.
Yeah,
it's an easy bracket down there.
Yeah, it is. I think you can probably expect. Maybe New Mexico can upset Clemson. They could, but I don't think it's going to happen. So, yeah, you never know.
That Sparty Tar Heel upset could happen.
That really could happen because, you know, Michigan State was like in preseason top five. So,
I haven't seen. Have they been injured? They fell off. They fell off quick.
Yeah, they did. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you who their best player on their team is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to bet against Izzo. I would like that. I'd like that better in a Sweet 16 matchup than I would in a second round matchup.
Yeah, yeah, me too. All right, for the South, I got Houston. Houston playing. I say it just depends on how Duke plays against Vermont. I can see Houston and James Madison in the Sweet 16, that could be a good one. So, you know, I just want to see if it happens. Houston versus James Madison. in Sweet 16?
They've been letting me down all year, so give me Houston and Duke.
Yeah. Okay, so for right here, we got Texas Tech and I got Kentucky and you never know, Kentucky might play. Kentucky can probably play Florida in the Sweet 16. You never know. But I think it's gonna be Kentucky versus Marquette.
I mean, Marquette for sure.
Shaka Smart.
Yeah. Shaka Smart doesn't always come off too smart when it comes to coaching decisions, but give me Texas Tech in the upset over Kentucky.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that too. All right. Will Purdue make it to the Sweet 16? I'm going to say yes this time, but I don't know if they're going to make it past the gonna make it to the Elite Eight or not.
Gonzaga, like, I'm just not scared of Gonzaga. Well, like, we're questioning whether or not they can beat McNeese, but I can't see McNeese running through and beating Gonzaga and beating Purdue. Because they, even if Kansas slips in, I think Kansas is. Yeah, give me Kansas and Purdue.
Yeah, if this was a Kansas team that didn't have any interest, it'd be Kansas and Purdue.
I did see Dickinson is expected to play this week.
Oh, okay. I'm going to still stick with Purdue and McNeese just because. All right, and this part of the bracket, I'm going to say Tennessee and let's go Tennessee and South Carolina again. SEC teams playing each other in a Sweet 16.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. All right. And that was about it for our
the second round.
Yeah, we're on our talking about our Sweet 16 picks. What we can do right now is
get that region winner.
Yeah, let's just do the region winners for each region. And we're gonna talk about who they're gonna beat over in that region. So let's see. UConn. It's gonna be UConn and Iowa State in the East Regional Final. I got UConn winning that game. It's gonna be a good game, but yeah, UConn's gonna win that game.
Give me Iowa State over Auburn.
I like that. That's a good one. All right. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about right here. UNC versus Arizona. RJ Davis against Caleb Love. You know, winner gets RJ Davis girlfriend. No, I was playing.
Yeah, shit.
I know you heard about that one time.
Man.
Yeah, apparently they was like beefing over because Caleb was trying to take RJ's girl, but I don't know if that's true, but yeah. Mm. I think Caleb Love won the Pac-12 Player of the Year. RJ Davis ACC Player of the Year.
Get me out of that drama that never happens. Give me Baylor. Give me UNC over Baylor.
I got UNC over Arizona, but that's gonna be a good game, right? So okay, let's go to this one right here. You know what? I'm gonna say Marquette over Houston.
Yeah, I think Shaka gets outcoached again. So give me Sampson over Smart. Give me Houston.
Ah, yes. All right. Then we got the Mid-Miss bracket. Let's see. You know what? I'm still gonna roll with Tennessee. Tennessee got still got dots connect. I got them over. You know what? I got them over. You know what? Give me Kansas. They. I got Tennessee over Kansas.
Yep, I agree. I think Kansas knocks out Purdue.
Yeah.
I think Kansas knocks out Purdue. Tennessee's in a good spot down there. I think they can. They should be able to coast. They got punched in the mouth yesterday. Give me Tennessee over Kansas.
All right.
McClure is supposed to be back for Kansas too, so they're expecting to be full strength.
Yeah. With
Dickinson and McClure both playing this week.
Yeah. Okay, my final four, UNC versus UConn. UConn beat UNC earlier. I think UNC is going to beat them. And I think, let's see. I'm going to say Marquette is going to beat, who did I say I had them in there? Yeah, this is great podcasting right here. Yeah, I got Marquette beating. I got Tennessee beating Marquette. So,
God, I hate UNC. Shut up.
I know you do.
Give me UNC over Iowa State. I almost said Auburn. Give me UNC over Iowa State.
Okay, that's a good one.
And then give me I'm a roll with Houston. Give me Houston and Tennessee.
Okay.
That's two twos and two ones.
Yeah.
That's why I almost said Auburn.
Yeah. And I got UNC over Tennessee. I got UNC winning the championship.
I got UNC devastated by a loss to Houston.
Yeah, I can see that too. So, yeah.
Yeah, give me Houston as my champion.
Yeah. There you go. Dane picks Houston. I'll pick UNC. I'm going to say Tarif is going to go with Houston too. Nah, they ain't not going. He's going with UNC. But, yeah. I know we're supposed to be.
Hey, man, don't be picking for me, man. But no, man, y'all got it, man. I'm not picking anything, man. Y'all got it, man. Y'all the big dogs on it, man. I'm just here for the fun. Just here.
Send me your dollars. Sure. Your boy gets into Vegas on Wednesday night, so he can catch every single one of these first round games on the big screens.
Nice.
Oh, you're gonna be in Vegas?
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, Reggie, don't be coming in with that nonsense. Nobody wants to hear that. Come on.
When are you coming? Hold on. You say you're going to Vegas? What do you mean? What do you mean you're going to Vegas? Are you going to ref? You're going to be a ref, or are you going to be?
No, your boy is definitely still in the injury reserve, and
he's got referee those on slot machines.
Yeah, I'm gonna be all over the craps table. I'll be on a little blackjack, and your boy some roulette. But no, we're just gonna post up, watch all the games, bet at the sports book a little bit. Off season on an injured ref, betting on games.
Yeah, then the referee go to bench over for that. But he was betting on NBA games.
That was an NBA referee betting on NBA games.
Didn't they have a 30 for 30 on that?
Oh, yeah. That might have happened. That might have happened. Yeah. While I am an NCAA ref, I am definitely not a tournament official.
Yeah. Yeah. But on to the women's. I know we want to do like a women's show, but unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do that. Well, I'm gonna give like the top seeds right now. I guess y'all already probably know that that probably South Carolina's the number one overall seed.
Yep.
Followed by Iowa, Southern Cal, and Texas. Do you see any of those top four teams getting knocked out? before the Final Four?
Texas has got a decent time. I mean, they got Stanford as the number two out there. Stanford's always solid. They look good. They also got to go through – they got NC State as the three seed out there. So that's a good – that region.
NC State is pretty good, too.
Yeah. And then that's just – that's a tough one. Gonzaga's the four seed there. I don't know. If there's one that I don't feel as good about, it's Texas. I would say USC, Southern Cal, but – shoot, there's nobody in there that scares me in the Southern Cal. I mean, Ohio State's the two in that bottom right. Yeah, Ohio State's the two there. UConn's the three, but it's not the UConn of old, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's what Reggie wanted to say. Sid Carter, that is all. But I'm going on this saying that UConn is going to they're gonna find a way. They're gonna make it to the Final Four. Not gonna say they're gonna not saying they're gonna win it, but you know. And what that girl named Juju is it Juju Watkins?
Yeah, at Southern Cal. Yeah.
Yes, that girl's a baller. So I'm already. What's that, Tariq?
But didn't she get freshman of the year?
I think she did.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause she, and then she beat a rep. She made a record, didn't she? For a freshman, right? For USC, I think.
Yeah, she broke a bunch of records. I mean, she's legit.
She's a fucking baller, son.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think Southern Cal is gonna lose to Southern Cal is gonna use UConn in Elite Eight. Trying to see Stanford. I'm gonna say Stanford's gonna make it to the final, four. Like I said, South Carolina and Iowa, they're gonna make it, and I think it's gonna be South Carolina versus Iowa again in the championship game. I want Caitlin Clark to win, but I think South Carolina's gonna win. So
I'm not betting against South Carolina.
I'm not either. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know.
Where is I mean, you gotta watch LSU. They're up there with Iowa in the top right.
Ooh, they're a three seed down.
Yeah, I mean that's disrespect right there. I would watch that. If they get physical with Iowa, if they play like they played South Carolina and they just play tough and they try and body them.
Yeah.
I like LSU to upset Iowa.
Yeah. I had forgot all about the LSU. You know, but yeah, this is going to be some fun stuff. Hopefully probably get back in maybe one day this week or so, or maybe next Sunday, you know, do like a roundup of all the games that was played last week. Maybe college basketball. I mean, men's college basketball and women's college basketball. But yeah,
this will be interesting. Men's and women's kind of overlapping because they were trying so hard to stagger before.
Yes, I agree. Okay, yeah, it's gonna be a great next 3 weeks for men's and women's. Yeah, unless you're an Oklahoma Sooners fan. So
hey, Shout out to their women's team with a five seed. At least they made the dance.
Right. And yeah, LSU. Yeah, I would thought LSU would have gotten a two seed for real. So
yeah, LSU is definitely worth watching.
Yeah.
Did LSU? Yeah. Well, because they lost in the tournament finals to South Carolina. Yeah, I can't believe they didn't get that two seed.
Yeah, me either.
Ooh.
Yeah. And shoot, while this on my mind, I know we didn't do a pinhead, but you know, Flo J's brother, his ass needs to be a pinhead for for this dumbass stuff he had did when he went on old girl from South Carolina had like I guess pushed on push Flo J.
Yeah,
ran up to the stands. I'm like,
yeah,
this ain't hey. I'm saying, man, this ain't yeah. Cause you know I'm gonna say cause you know he's from Savannah, so you know people the dudes in Savannah they be on something for real. But I just thought that was kind of fun. I'm like, dude, man, it ain't even that serious, man. I'm like, you should know not to go into the basketball court. But
yeah, I mean, he got arrested for it.
Yeah, he got arrested for it. And he's probably gonna be damn banned from now all the games this the rest of the season. So
yeah, I mean, I just you just can't.
Yeah.
You can't be showing yourself like that.
Yeah.
Women's tournament gonna be better. Come on, dude.
Yeah, that's a bold statement right there. But I mean, it was good last year. I'll tell you that it was good last year, and I enjoyed watching it last year. And hopefully, it's gonna be as good as it was last year. That's all I'm gonna say.
I think that the women's tournament might be better later.
Yeah,
but I think in the early stages, the men's tournament's better because. With the women's tournament, I think there's going to be a lot of chalk in the first two rounds.
Yeah.
With the men's tournament, there's just
– yeah.
It's never as simple as it looks. The 12-5 game, the 12-5 games, the 7-10 games, obviously the 8-9 games are toss-ups, but those 7-10 games, those are just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And y'all boys got any final thoughts like before we wrap this thing up about this March Madness? It can be men's or women's or what have happened in the tournament.
I'm gonna tell y'all one thing. Don't be blaming the refs when your teams lose. All right? We don't care.
Unless it's what's the guy's name? Unless it's Ted Valentine.
Hey. I've been to camp with Ted Valentine, and I will tell you this about Teddy V.
Yeah.
He is one hell of a poker player. That's all I got to say.
You know what? I can see that. Yeah. I can see that. But y'all, it was a great show, man. Just sorry we missed Reg and King Leon. But
yeah.
You got any shout outs before we wrap this thing up? I'll let you start, Dane.
You know what? Give me a shout out. To everybody in Las Vegas, because your boy's coming, and Las Vegas never disappoints. So shout out Las Vegas. Feel free to send me your Venmos. If you need to get some bets in, holler at your boy. You will find me at the tables when games are not on.
Yes. Tarif, you got anything?
Yeah, man. Shout out to our boys, Renard King Leon, and the real Reggie James. Just to shoot in his predictions for Reggie, he thinks UNC will make it all the way this year. And then he got Caitlin Clark bringing home the ship to Iowa and capping off one of the greatest careers in women's college basketball history. So, for sure. Yeah. Sid Carter is still fine. And that's from Reggie James.
Yeah, that's not from you, Tariq. Let him know.
No. That's from Reggie James.
Yeah.
But just prayers to Reggie and his family, man. He's on his going through some things, man. Prayers for everybody. Prayers for everybody, family, man. Everybody, friends and family.
Yeah.
You know, of the show. B. Willingham, D. Ref, freaking De Niro, Ronaldo, everybody that's friends of the show, everybody that's contributing to the show, prayers for y'all that y'all had a good weekend and that Monday comes real nice for y'all. I'll be off tomorrow, so I'll just be chilling. That's about it. But D-Ref, just let me know when you're available because we're gonna have just a me and you interview session. Yeah. And we're gonna deep dive where I wanna deep dive with you, man. But that's all I'm gonna say. And like Bo Nix still got Reggie down for sure. Yes.
Shout out that dude De Niro. Always plugging Bo Nix.
De Niro's off the chain, bro. Yeah. But man, I ain't got no shout outs, man. I told y'all boys I was gonna have a college like a March Madness show no matter what. Drove all the way from from Orlando. Yeah. Your boy tired, but yeah.
Appreciate it. Always making it happen for the people.
Yeah, I did because this is my time. I love college basketball, so, you know. Yeah, so. And I just love talking to everybody on here, so, but yeah. But I ain't got too much to say, man. I'm about to get some rest. I'm off tomorrow. So, you know.
A lot of games to watch this week, my guy.
A lot of games to watch this week, and it doesn't involve Oklahoma. And on that note, y'all have a good night.
All right, y'all.
Peace.
Meditate, sell the things that I cannot change. Like I never sell my ass or my soul for fame. I'm so player, pimp tight, real kosher. I'm debonair, don't need no deal or exposure. Fuck.